program for Friday, Fathers. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. We've been talking for the last day or so about Paul using the Grecian games for purposes of illustration in getting across Christian truth. And yesterday we talked about running the race and receiving the crown in connection with different of the athletic events. And the crown, the word found here, is Stephanus. We get our name Stephen from this, Stephanus. It was a Stephanus crown, and it was not like the royal crown, the diadem that involved a gold or a type of crown that a king would wear, but the Stephanus was a wreath that was placed up on the head of the winner of the sporting event. And that seems to be the basic idea in the word when Paul and the other New Testament writers speak of the Christian receiving a crown. The basic idea is victory. Listen as Paul combines several ideas about the Grecian games in 2 Timothy 4, verse 7 and 8. Paul says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown, Stephanus, crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. We can read about that in James 1:12 and in 1 Peter 5:4, this type of crown. And the Lord said in Revelation 2:10, Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown, Stephanus, of life. Yes, the victory crown, victory, everlasting life, the incorruptible crown is ours. Oh, what a reassuring thought this is. Let's get back to the rest of what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. He said, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, with uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Running the Christian race, or fighting the good fight of faith, living the Christian life is not a haphazard hit-and-miss proposition, as Paul says here. And it's like Paul, or rather like Barnabas expressed or exhorted to the new Christians at Antioch in Acts 11:23, when we read there that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. That's how Barnabas exhorted the new Christians there. And as the writer of Hebrews admonished in Hebrews 12:1, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. We are in for the long pull, so get your mindset and condition for it. We don't fight as one that beats the air. Make everything count. And, of course, in using this other figure of beating the air in boxing, make sure that your blows will land where they will be the most effective. As we said, many of Paul's words are suggestive rather than being exactly parallel. In boxing, Paul has himself been the object of his own blows. It is translated in the King James Version, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. This literally means to strike under the eye, to give a black eye. And Paul says why he does this to himself, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. There was a danger that Paul would be disqualified and rejected from being a winner. The Stephanus, the victory crown, would not be his. He had to live what he preached. And how interesting such a study as this is. How vivid are Paul's illustrations, and they are profitable in our consideration in living the Christian life. Let's press on. As Paul in another place enlarged upon this illustration, let us be admonished with him in Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. Brethren, I count not myself to apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We said that was Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. And we say amen. Let us press onward to the prize of the high calling, the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, and that the Stephanus victory crown will be ours. Thank you for listening.